Eritrea releases several Christians, but thousands more remain behind bars. Coffee supports a social justice ministry, and local Christian radio is still the most effective way to reach Kenyans. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of Eritrean believers are languishing in military prisons, in labor camps, and in shipping containers in the open desert. Open Doors' Carl Muller reports a spot of good news.
Two elderly members of the Kalaihiwa Church who were arrested last November and held at a military concentration camp have been released, apparently on bail. In addition to that, we also learned that another gentleman, Solomon Mengizi, was released.
Their detention was linked to Christian activities. Though the government denies religious persecution, Open Doors notes a heavy concentration of arrests and detainment of Bible-believing Christians.
Pray that the church in Eritrea continues to stand strong in the midst of this. We need to pray for those that are imprisoned, that they would know that they are not forgotten. And then third, we need to pray that the denominations that have been sanctioned by the government would speak out on behalf of those who have been imprisoned.
Next, every 20 minutes, a Dalit in India suffers some kind of atrocity. Every hour, three Dalit women are raped. Dalit children are verbally and physically assaulted in school. Serve India Ministries is reaching out to this segment of society. Serve India's Ebenezer Samuel says their stepping stone after school ministry is tutoring Dalit children. Just reaching out to Dalits is an example of Christ, says Samuel.
The Dalit Christians are considered developed or liberated. And so when the Christians reach out to the Dalit, it does them a huge favor, a huge help.
They also share Christ as they tutor. This outreach is paving the way for ministry.
The children, as well as their parents, gravitate towards Christians now that they know that they are compassionate and very helpful. Of late, we are seeing these families coming to our pastors for counseling.
Your $21 gift will support seven children. Follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. You can be involved in social justice by drinking coffee. The Christian Reform Rural Relief Committee is participating in the Brew Justice Fair Trade Coffee Program in conjunction with their Higher Grounds Trading Company. CRWRC supports fair trade as a way to provide social justice through fair wages for poor farmers. The coffee is a mix of Mexican medium and dark roasts, and proceeds will support farmers and their families. Learn more at our website. Meanwhile, new research has revealed the best way for Christian ministries to reach people in East Africa. Dr. Robert Fortner, researcher for a branch of the Far East Broadcasting Company, says
the thing which emerged most clearly was the very high degree of dependence which people have on the medium of radio and the very high degree of trust that they place in the information that they actually receive from the radio compared to other media.
The research also indicated that Muslims and Christians alike turn to the radio instead of religious leaders for information.
People don't necessarily trust what they're hearing from the clergy because they don't see the clergy as being any better informed or any more highly educated or any more connected to the world than they themselves are.
This gives Christian broadcasters an open door for outreach. A symposium will be held in April to inform others about what media forms are best for evangelism. And for new believers in Africa with little or no Christian background, the Jesus Film Project is developing a discipleship series. A recent project called Magdalena, Released from Shame, encourages follow-up among women in the 1040 window of Africa. The project includes videos geared towards specific needs, audio devotions, and written Bible studies. Filming is set to begin this September, but a location is still needed. Pray efforts to produce this film are successful. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Your most effective in evangelism by how you live. St. Francis Assisi is credited with saying, "Preach the gospel at all times and when necessary, use words." I'd like to help you remember that and help Mission Network News at the same time. For a gift of any amount, I'll send you the new Point of Grace CD called How You Live. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Support Eminent Today link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.